This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Key of Gold, 23 Czech Folktales, translated by Joseph Vadas, Silly Jora, recorded by Jessica Orlando in Worcester, Massachusetts. Once, there were two brothers. They were lazy fellows, and thieves into the bargain. They were expected to give a feast. They said to one another, "We haven't got anything. Whatever shall we find food for the feast?" So the first said, "I'll go to our neighbor's. He has some fine apples, and I'll pluck some of them." The second said, "I'll go to the shepherd's. He has some fine rams. I'll steal a ram from him." These two brothers hated the third, and so they abused him. "Silly Jora, you won't get anything yourself, but you'll be ready enough to eat when we get." So Jora said, "I'll go to the burgomaster's and get some nuts." In the evening, they went their ways. When they had finished plucking the nuts, Jora went into the charnel house at the back of the church and began to crack the nuts there. The watchmen heard the cracking in the charnel house, and they thought the place was haunted. As there was no priest in the village, he lived in the next village, they went to the burgomaster and asked him to go with them to the charnel house, saying that the place was haunted. The burgomaster said, "I am so ill that I can't stand on my feet. No doctor can help me." But the watchman insisted, and so the burgomaster told his servant to take him on his back and carry him to the place. The servant carried him along, and the watchman called the church wardens to ask for some holy water. When they came near to the charnel house, Jora thought it was his brother bringing the ram. So he called out, "Are you bringing him?" The servant was frightened and let the burgomaster fall and ran away. The burgomaster was terrified too. He jumped up and ran after the servant. He cleared a wooden fence with one leap in his flight, and it wasn't long till he reached home. The family wondered to see him cured so quickly without the help of a doctor. Next day, the burgomaster proclaimed he would give a pound to the man who had stolen his nuts the day before if he would only come to see him. So Jora went to him, and the burgomaster said, "I ought to punish you for stealing, but since you have cured my illness, which nobody was able to cure, I'll give you the pound I promise. But you mustn't steal any more." So Jora promised not to steal any more, and he went home. The brothers grew very fond of him now that he had money. They borrowed the money from him and bought themselves new clothes, and said, "We'll go to see the world and get wives for ourselves. As for you, silly Jora, you must stay at home. You'd never get a good wife for yourself anyway." So off they went, but Jora went too. He went to the forest, and he was utterly dazzled. He had often heard that there was an enchanted castle in that forest. When he came to the place where the ruins of the castle were, night overtook him, and so he could see nothing except what looked like a light in the cellar. So he went into the cellar to make his night's lodging there. There was nobody in the cellar but a cat. The cat greeted him. "Welcome, dear Jora. How did you come here?" Jora was frightened when he heard the cat speak, and was going to run away. But the cat told him not to go. There was no need to be frightened. He must come back, and no harm would be done to him. If he wanted to eat, he could go into the storeroom and take what he wanted. She would take him for her servant. So he stayed there a year, and had a good time. He never saw a cook, but he always found meals ready prepared in the storeroom. He had nothing to do but get firewood, and at the end of the year he was told to make a great pile of it. Then the cat said, "You must light the pile today and throw me into the fire. You must not help me out, however I entreat you, but you must let me be consumed." Jora answered, "I can't do that. I had a good time with you. Why should I repay you in such an evil way?" The cat said, "If you don't do as I have said, you'll be very unhappy. If you do it, you'll be happy." So Jora kindled the pile, and when it was well alight, he picked up the cat and threw her into the fire. She wanted to escape from the fire, but he wouldn't let her go. At last he was so weary that he was forced to lie down, and soon fell asleep. When he awoke, he opened his eyes, and behold, there was no ruin. He heard delightful music and saw a beautiful palace with crowds of servants. He was wondering at all of this when a splendidly dressed lady came up to him and asked him if he did not know her. Jora said, "How would I know your ladyship? I never saw you before in my life." The lady said, "I am that cat. Witches had put me under enchantment in the shape of a cat. Now we will go after your brothers who hated you so much and see how they are getting on." She ordered her people to dress him in fine clothes. A fine carriage was prepared, and they drove off. As they were approaching the village, the lady said to her bridegroom, put your old clothes on. Then she called an old, ragged beggar woman and sent him with her. She herself remained outside the village. When the brothers saw Dora coming with the ragged beggar woman, they shouted, "He is bringing home an old ragged bride, and he is in rags, too." The other brothers were married, too, and they were pretty badly off, so they turned him out and wouldn't have him at home. So Dora went out of the village, he changed his clothes, and drove back with the lady to his brother's cottage. When the carriage stopped before the cottage, the brother said, "What a fine carriage! Who is that noble lord and the beautiful lady who have come to our cottage?" They did not recognize their brother. So she said, "Look here, you were always hard on your brother, always sneering at him, and now you are badly off enough while he is getting on splendidly. If you mend your ways, you will get on too." Afterwards, she gave them some money and went away with Jorah. End of Silly Jorah.